This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. The Russia-Ukraine tensions continue to be very, very tense right now. The fighting between Russia and Ukraine has intensified. Global markets have been under pressure. The Dow was down 1.7% yesterday, down 0.5% on Monday. The S&P 500 lower by 1.5% yesterday, down 0.25% on Monday. Indian markets will be reacting to 2 days of global cues. The Nifty levels to watch continue to remain the same, 16,200 on the way down, which is last week's intraday low, and 16,900 on the way up, which is the 200-day moving average. Crude prices have gone and hit $107.5 per barrel since then. It's eased a bit, but prices are up 10% this week, and that continues to remain a worry. Focus will also turn to Jerome Powell, who will deliver his mandated semi-annual update to the House panel today and to the Senate committee on Thursday. He has a tightrope walk to manage and fight inflation at the time of global turmoil. Anyway, the expectations for rate hikes this year from the Federal Reserve have come down from 7 hikes to about 4 to 5 hikes. The FIIs have sold 3,948 crore in cash on Monday. The DIIs have bought 4,143 crore. Talking about stocks to watch, it will be a lot about the auto sales numbers which came out yesterday. Maruti's reported the fifth consecutive month of a rise in sales, so that's a positive. For Ashok Leyland too, the total sales have come in better than street expectations, a growth of close to about 7%. For Tata Motors, the total sales are up 27%, so that's a good number to track. For M&M too, the numbers are looking good. So on the whole, the auto sales numbers have been pretty positive, barring for Hero Motor Corp as well as Escort. Apart from that, EverReady was a stock which surged in Monday's trade. The Berman family has made an open offer to acquire a 26% stake at 320 rupees per share. The stock price was at 375 on Monday. The Berman family already holds about 25.1% stake. Aluminium prices have hit a new all-time high of $3,560. So that will keep the spotlight on Hindalco as well as Nalco. Keep your eye out on all the oil and gas stocks like ONGC Oil. In fact, the entire commodity basket has had a great run over the last few days, given how important Russia and Ukraine are in the oil and gas and the agri-commodity global trade setup. So these spot commodities have been rising, and that's fueling a big up move in the listed universe here as well. So keep your eye out on that. And finally, Dr. Reddy's, because the U.S. Department of Treasury has imposed sanctions against RDIF, which is the manufacturer of Sputnik vaccine, and DRL is the marketing partner of Sputnik in India. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.